And in the latest sports here this morning, game you heard here on KJN last night, Ryan Vogelsong pitched six innings of two-hit ball, and ace Madison Bumgarner keyed a seventh-inning rally with his first career pinch hit, helping the San Francisco Giants beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0 last night. Brandon Crawford doubled leading off the fifth for the Giants' first hit when left fielder Brandon Moss couldn't quite hold on to his drive down the line near both walls. He also had a run-scoring ground out in the sixth for the first run. The Giants have won 6 of 8 and handed the Cardinals, who got a strong bounce-back outing from Lance Lynn, just their 19th home loss compared with 45 wins. Cardinals and the Giants will play rubber match of that series tonight, 5:20 pregame here on KJAN. Ben Zobrist tied the game with a homer in the ninth inning. Jared Dyson scored the tie-breaking run from first base on pitcher Ryan Mathias' throwing error, and the Kansas City Royals went on to win 3-1 in 13 innings over the Cincinnati Reds last night. Dyson led off the 13th with a single and scored when Mathias threw a sacrifice bunt by Chris Medlin down the right field line. Greg Holland finished for his 27th save. Zobrist stunned the crowd of 28,719 by leading off the ninth against Aroldis Chapman with his 10th homer of the season. Chapman had converted 56 consecutive save opportunities at home since blowing one against Houston on September 7th of 2012. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday. In interleague play, it was the Mets over Baltimore 5-3. Toronto beat Philadelphia 8-5. Detroit beat the Cubs 10-8. It was Oakland over the Dodgers 5-4 in 10 innings of play. In the American League, the Yankees beat Minnesota 8-4, Boston 9-1 over Cleveland, Seattle over Texas 3-2, Houston beat Tampa Bay 3-2 in 10 innings, and the Angels beat the White Sox 5-3. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Arizona 9-8 in 15 innings of play. It was Miami 9-6 over Milwaukee. Washington beat Colorado 15-6. And San Diego shut out Atlanta 9-0. Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday. Omaha beat Salt Lake 7-3, and Las Vegas was a 6-5 winner over the iCubs. Today, Iowa's at Salt Lake for an 8:05 start. Omaha at Las Vegas for a 9:05 first pitch tonight. Also taking a look at other sporting news here this morning, Tom Brady wasn't on the practice field with the New England Patriots yesterday. That's because he was meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. That's according to two people familiar with the Deflategate legal case. The two were unable to reach a settlement over the four-game suspension Goodell handed the Patriots quarterback for his role in the deflated football incident. That means it will be back to court today for a settlement hearing between the NFL and the Players Union, in which U.S. District Judge Richard M. Berman may decide the issue of whether the suspension should stand. The NFL has suspended San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Jerome Simpson without pay for the first six games of the season for violations of the league's substance abuse policy. The suspension stems from a legal case from the summer of 2014. The team says it knew of the probability of a suspension when Simpson was signed. The 29-year-old wideout had been a candidate to be San Francisco's number three receiver behind Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith. He served a three-game suspension to start last season with Minnesota before the Vikings cut him as he faced more trouble. In other NFL news, Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy hurt his left hamstring during a joint practice with Cleveland and is having tests to determine the extent of the injury. Coach Rex Ryan said trainers informed him the hamstring is intact and has not been pulled off the bone, which he described as a real positive. McCoy led the NFL with 1,607 yards rushing in 2013 while with Philadelphia. He was acquired by the Bills in a trade for linebacker Kiko Alonso this offseason. In the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid underwent surgery for the second time on his right foot on Tuesday, this time a bone graft procedure. Embiid had two existing screws replaced, and a bone graft of the site was done using bone from his hip. The 7-footer from Kansas was the third overall pick in the 2014 NBA draft. He missed his entire rookie season after having surgery to repair a stress fracture in his foot in June of 2014. Kiki Vandeweghe has been promoted to Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the NBA. Vandeweghe had been serving as Senior Vice President of Basketball Operations. He joined the league office in 2013 after working as General Manager with the New Jersey Nets and Denver Nuggets. Rod Thorne, President of Basketball Operations, retired this month after more than 50 years as a player, coach, and executive in pro basketball. Sebastian Coe has won a four-year term as president of the governing body for track and field, beating Sergey Bubka in an election on Wednesday and giving the mandate to restore the image of the IAAF amid a doping controversy. The 58-year-old Coe replaces Lamine Diak, who stepped down after 16 years. And a softball team from Central Iowa became the center of a national debate on Tuesday in a controversy at the Little League Softball World Series in Portland, Oregon. The Iowa team of 11 and 12-year-olds from Polk City beat Canada on Monday to finish pool play at 3-1. Then they watched as it appeared the team from Washington was throwing their game to avoid a rematch with the Iowa team. One of the Iowa assistant coaches, Chris Hobbs, says it became obvious right away that the Washington team wasn't giving their best effort.
Just from the first inning, kind of the girl they didn't have playing and some of the positions they had other girls playing, we kind of had some suspicions at that point, I think.
The Washington team gave up a no-hitter to the team they were playing from North Carolina. Washington loss left the pool in a three-way tie, which meant Iowa wouldn't advance. Hobbs says they filed a protest based on the way the game was played. The Little League International Tournament Committee ruled there should be a playoff between Iowa and Washington. Hobbs says it was a roller coaster of emotions for the team on Monday evening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the girls were pretty upset and disappointed when we left the field. And we were back at the hotel for maybe 45 minutes and when we got the text that we're playing at 9 in the morning. And then they were pretty fired up after that.
The story of the alleged cheating got picked up by national media outlets and was talked about on several shows. Hobbs says they learned Tuesday morning that they were being talked about across the country.
We became aware of it just through like social media and stuff and other people from back home and sharing posts and stuff. And when I woke up, I read an article on Fox Sports, and that's when I realized it kind of became a big deal nationally.
The Iowa team came out and beat the Washington team 3-2 early in the morning yesterday to advance to the semifinals. Hobbs spoke with Radio Iowa after the first game on Tuesday and says that he was proud of the way the team responded.
They were pretty fired up when we got to the field and during warm-ups and everything. I mean, they were ready to go. They were focused and determined.
They didn't have much time to enjoy the win as they had to turn around and play again on Tuesday in a nationally televised game on ESPN2 in the semifinals. They fell behind but rallied back in the bottom of the sixth inning before falling 5-4 to the East Regional champion from Rhode Island. That's a look at some of the sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.